For those who prefer their cars rocket-powered, flying in high with no boost but holding on to the dream, it's Knox Phoenix and Savage coming to you live from Manfield.
All right, so how this is going to work is you guys are just going to like talk for like 3 minutes or so. And I'll pop in every once in a while.
I don't even know what that means.
So like, it doesn't really matter what you talk
about. Isn't that what a podcast
is? Yeah, but like,
I don't understand.
We have to like start it off in this like certain way. It's like called riffing or something. So you're just going to like, maybe like Pokemon or something not really Rocket League related.
What?
And you're just going to...
Why would we talk about Pokemon?
This is a Rocket League podcast.
But that's not important at the beginning. The beginning is just supposed to be like a hook to get people
Savage,
in.
I'm so confused.
No, it makes a lot of sense. I did a lot of research on this. So you're just going to...
I don't believe you. I think
I would never make up anything about the amount of research that I have put into...
Well, speaking of Pokemon, I seriously think I'm going to start evolving and using this lucky egg because... Now that I have one, I want to earn all that double EXP, you know what I mean?
Yeah, completely understand.
By the way, what team did you pick, Savage?
I am Team Instinct. Yellow.
Yeah. What?
Yellow for life.
No, you guys suck.
What did you choose?
Mystic is the best.
Mystic
is the best.
Mystic. Okay, at least you're not like those douches over a red team. But
I know, yeah, right? Everybody's like, I'm going to...
Team Valor.
Please. Valor.
I've got Valor.
More like...
What
Valor
does that even
to
mean?
Me.
What does that even mean to have Valor?
I have no idea.
What is the strongest?
I don't know.
What is the strongest team in your area?
Right now it changes a lot, but it's definitely not Instinct. It's definitely red or blue, yeah. Just like all over the place. People just don't like that yellow color. I don't understand. It's the best
one. I don't
know
why. Yeah, I think Instinct is good. I just, like, when it gave you the descriptions of them, and it was like, hi, I'm this person, and I lead Team Instinct, blah, 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 and it was, like, talking about it, blue just resonated with me. I was like, yes, magical powers or something.
Yeah, a lot of my friends are Valor, but I was like, I have to go with my intuition, which is Team Instinct.
Okay.
You made your decision.
All right, so 254 EV just popped up, so... So hold on a second.
Oh, all right. We're going to let Savage catch that. Oh, in the meantime, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Epic Aerial Podcast, hosted by me, Roguish Elf, with my friend here. What?
Isn't this? No, this isn't Epic Aerial. This is a different one.
It is now.
Oh, gosh. We've been taken over.
This is like NWO all over again.
Oh, no.
I don't. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Nice Shot Podcast. My name is Chewy Tai, and with me is Seismic White.
I don't even think many people know what that is.
Those eight episodes
that's,
are my
that's
favorite.
For all the,
that's a throwback
that's for
to
all
the first
old
month of Rocket
fans.
League.
Yeah, that was actually, that was started at the same time as Epic Aerial. Did you know that?
Who was the original? Was it you or them?
They released an episode, I think, on a Wednesday, and we released it that Friday.
Oh,
so it was
so
like
you guys...
exactly the same time.
I ran out of Pokeballs.
Mm-hmm.
I'm done.
But it was like a big deal because it had
you.
Two guys that were already
like important
names in the community. That...
Yeah, you have Chewy Tai from Rocket League Academy, who was like already a big name because he was... Rocket League Academy and everybody, I mean, even I watched Rocket League Academy back when I was starting the game. Like, everybody wanted to learn how to play the game.
And their
then he had Seismic White. It was like, everybody knows Seismic White. Now he's doing Dungeon League and he's doing, like, tons of stuff. Like, man, that guy's everywhere. Oh, by the way, I just bought the DLC that came out today, which I'm sure we're going to talk about.
I think we are.
Did you know that one of the skins, I think for Massimune?
I believe it's called the Mama.
Is Seismic. That's the name of it.
Is it really?
Yeah. And I was like, is that Seismic White? Is that what they're doing there? But I wasn't really sure.
Yeah, so this is not actually Epic Aerial or Nice Shot. This is This is the third Rocket League podcast that came along.
The only one remaining.
There was actually one other one that I found on Reddit that only had like two episodes and was awful.
Did you like?
So
that's some shots fired.
Thing. Was that? Oh, okay, that hurts. Was it Prospects?
No, it was before we. It was before we even started. Hold on, Zubat.
I really like.
We should just announce every time we catch a Pokemon.
Yeah, I need to go get my phone. I threw it. Well, I'm out of Pokeballs, so who cares anyways?
Oh, really sad story. Earlier today, I saw a Ponyta. I freaked. I had not seen a Ponyta before. And I was like, this is going to happen. And I threw one Pokeball at it. After feeding it a berry, of course. I fed it a berry. Come on, guys.
Yeah.
I threw a Pokeball at it.
And then it ran away.
It broke out. And it ran
away. So back when I did have Pokeballs,
that was so sad.
I caught a Ponyta.
What?
Yeah, I have a 108 Ponyta.
Oh man, yeah. This was 325 or something.
Yeah, I was with a friend and they caught like a 480 Ponyta the same time that I got a 108, wow. And I was like, "That's cool. Okay, no problem."
Yeah, that's rough, man.
I thought you got extra experience when you do the little curveball thing.
You get 10 XP if you do it like well.
Yeah, you get extra experience.
I didn't. Whatever, bro.
It means your curves aren't good enough.
Sucks to suck, man.
You can't throw a good
Welcome curve. To Looking for Manfield, where we punch you in the face, hit you with news in the gut.
That's
and
backwards.
Then rock your world all the way to the goal.
No.
This is
aerial style.
We're gonna boost you to Rocketeer.
Okay, that's the second one. So we gotta go back to the first one.
That's the second one. All right, the first one is where we
slap you in the face with the tire.
No,
here we go. So we usually play a game with our guests at the very end.
Okay.
So if you guys can pull off the correct start to this podcast, we will be giving away all four DLC cars to one of our lucky patrons.
All right, here we go. Welcome to Live from Manfield, where we...
you know what you do when you press A in the game?
Jump.
Yeah.
Over the competition.
Nope. Close. Nope.
Jump. It is something like that.
Jump on some kind of...
Jump on Rocket League News.
Yep, there we go.
Then boost your way to Rocketeer.
Yep.
All while scoring our...
Scoring something into your ear holes.
La la la. There it is.
Scoring our something voices into your ear goals.
I mean, what is my voice? My voice is like, it starts with an A.
It's savory. It's awesome.
Yeah, it is.
Is it awesome? Is that it? Awesome voices into your ear goals?
Close, but no cigar.
Amazing.
There it is.
Nice.
There it is.
Did I get it? Is that the whole thing?
That is the whole thing.
All right, we did it, everybody. That's the show.
That's all we have.
All right, you guys can go home now.
Thanks for coming.
Clear out.
So obviously,
you've never had to do this much editing in your life.
This is like the Team Rocket episode of our podcast. Remember that? Oh my god!
I just want to say something, so I'm going to talk over you right now.
That was the entire episode, and it was all Doomsy and Tree. Tree was like he was talking. And he was like in a normal voice. And then Doomsy would just come in out of nowhere and he would just be like talking way louder. It's like, oh my god. And I just wrecked my levels here, by the way.
It's fine.
So all of your listeners are gonna hate
Worth
me.
Worth it.
We'll have Nox edit it. Oh, wait a second. Do you guys know that there's usually like more than just me on this podcast?
Yeah, there should be one more guy. What's his name?
I think it's
that guy that always screams.
Oh,
who it's definitely
know
not
this?
Phoenix. He should change his Steam name to that.
So
when he gets back.
He should.
Definitely not.
Definitely not Phoenix. So Nox is actually been taken by the Mexican cartel for a week-long trip to Mexico.
Do we care? Should we go save him?
No.
Oh,
no,
when you said
okay.
Mission trip, that's a whole different kind of mission.
Yeah, it's like a secret mission trip. Like there's like the church mission trips.
Is he teaching them how to play Rocket League?
I believe he is teaching the Mexican cartel how to appropriately torture people without having Rocket League. So he's it's not really like a good kind of mission trip, but it is a mission trip. And he's helping someone.
On a mission.
He's on a mission, and he will be back next week. Like, they're the people promised.
Supposedly.
Yeah, when I talked to the cartel.
Long after it.
Oh. Yeah. I talked to the...
Little does Knox know.
This is the...
This is our podcast now.
Uh-oh. So,
I don't even know how that would work.
I don't know, Tom. Just go back to catching your Pokemon.
Yeah.
I wish I could.
So we are
another
here.
Ghastly.
There it is.
We are here with Rogueshelf and
hey, what's up?
Tom from the Epic Aerial Podcast. Since Knox
formerly
is out.
From the Epic Aerial Podcast.
I don't know. That last episode you had, it kind of felt like it was coming back. I heard it in your voice.
And here we are.
Yeah.
We will not be divulging any of that information at this time.
Not even an LFM exclusive, but okay.
We will not be divulging any of that information because that decision has not been made at this time.
Okay. Well, at least it's...
We don't know. It's, I mean, we always planned on coming back at some point, so it's definitely still a possibility.
Well, that's good, because I miss you.
We did stream a few Rocket League games just like, what, yesterday?
Last night, yeah.
Yeah, yesterday, yeah.
So it's funny that you asked us to do this, and, you know, like, we've been playing games together every now and then, but it just takes so much time to do all that extra stuff.
Yeah, you tell me about it.
I was just getting ready for Pokemon.
We don't have to
Go
tell you,
release.
You're aware.
Yeah. It's a fun time. So we have some cool news from this past week in Rocket League. I understand you guys are a little bit out of the loop, but it's fine. So we talked about it last week, but there are 4 new cars that have officially been released at this point in time. We have the Aftershock, the Marauder, the Esper, and the Mama, also known as the Masamune, or the Masamune.
If you bought them all! Oh yeah, it's an audio
it's
medium,
an audio,
I forgot.
Yeah. How about we just type 1 if you've bought them all?
Again, audio medium.
How about you...
Oh, just say, I love Pokemon if you've bought them all. 1, 2, 3.
I love Pokemon.
I love Pokemon.
I love Pokemon.
Did you actually buy them all, Tom?
I'm working on it right now.
He's in the process of purchasing the DLC.
So I have already bought 2 copies of them. And Live from Mansfield has bought 1 copy of them, which will be going out to a certain patron that will be announced at the end of the podcast, because I'm going to be deciding.
Ooh, is it Epic Aerial?
It has been a while, but I...
Oh, we never played with Kronovi!
Yeah.
Tom, we have to do that!
We do have
you guys
to
do have an exclusive private lesson with Kronovi, and you never took advantage of it.
Well... Crow hit me up one day and he's like, hey, we should do that. And I'm like, yes, we should. Let me see if Tom's available. And then Tom had a Mac, so that didn't work.
Yeah,
and
that's a bummer.
Tom bought a PC again, so now we can play. And I don't even know if Crow remembers.
So, Tom, can you take us through the whole computer fiasco?
Oh, gosh.
What happened in the life of Tom?
I bought the PC so that I could do PC things like play Rocket League. And I was also getting into, like, video editing and other kinds of things. And so I bought a PC. That PC, it's funny that we were just talking about Kronovi. Not that he has anything to do with this, but it was an
Kronovi
iBuy
broke
Power
your
PC.
Oh, okay.
And I had it for, like, 2.5 months, and the motherboard crashed. Went kaput.
That's a problem.
Yeah, that was no good.
It's a
but
real
iBuy
Power machine there for you.
I had the protection on it.
Shots fired.
I have no idea how good their machines are. I haven't even looked.
I mean, they use just normal parts, just like anybody else. They just put them together for you and put it in a fancy case with lights on it. Anyways,
my case has lights on it. I didn't pay for it. Well, I had to put it together myself, but I paid for it. I did not steal anything.
I then took it back. I had the protection, and that was after we stopped doing
Tom
the podcast.
Protection.
So I was like, "Oh, I'll just get a Mac because Macs are great." Can you hear that train?
Yeah, I like
yeah,
it.
Yeah, we can hear the train.
Okay, I'm going to stop talking.
So the story is halted in the middle because of a train.
You know what I can do, though, is know that
this is what
at
editing
1536 is for. We took a pause, which I should start a note up for. Boop, 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 boop. 1 second.
Okay, so I
so
bought
this part
Mac
will be cut out.
That I
yeah.
thought...
Oh, okay, nope, okay, okay, never mind. Okay, this is first...
Okay, so now you can go, Tom.
So I bought this Mac that I thought would be awesome, and the exact opposite was the case. Like, right out of the box... It was slow. The hard drive was only 5400, so it was like a super slow hard drive, and I was used to a solid state drive.
That's the like spin rate of the thing.
Yeah.
Like a normal RPM. Decent Got one it. Is like 7200, and then like
yeah.
solid state is just.
So
solid
it was
state.
Just it was not an enjoyable experience. So I got fed up with it. I took it back, and then decided I'm just going to buy another PC because I can get more bang for my buck and I want something that I can really do a lot of good things on in terms of graphics and video when I need to. And so I just bought another PC and I bought an Asus and then I put the RAM that I had bought for the iBuyPower in it. And then I also bought an extra solid state drive to install in it. So it has just been an all-around excellent experience post Mac,
just and
I obviously
fun.
Am a huge Mac fan, but this has just been working out better for everybody.
I mean, when is it not
PC? It works better for everybody.
That should be the PC Master Race slogan.
Well, I think PC Master Race is the PC Master Race slogan.
Oh, okay, that makes sense.
You know, because. You just say that, PC Master Race, and then that's it.
I think Microsoft would probably do themselves some favors if they started using that.
The PC Master Race? Or the?
Yeah.
I think that alienates a lot of people.
Or people want to be better, so they might then buy a PC.
Okay.
It would be
so,
better.
I bought a PC.
This is a Rocket League podcast. What are we doing with ourselves?
So...
We're doing the same thing about... that happens on every episode of every podcast ever. Which so, is talking about nothing.
Here's an interesting little tidbit about the new cars. They are okay. all sold individually.
They are, which means that you don't have to buy all four of them. Nobody has to buy the Scarab.
Oh my god, it's almost
this.
Like microtransactions, like what I said before.
Oh my gosh.
When we were
but
doing our
podcast.
But they're
also more expensive now.
Yes, it's $2. No, they are. Well,
they've released packs of cars, but they've always been two packs, and they've always been $5.
Is it $3.99? Oh, hold on a second.
I feel like they were always $1.99 or $2.99.
No, only and the only no, $1.99 thing was the like the Batmobile and the DeLorean.
Right. So they're selling their cars for $1.99, and the packages. Usually came with the cars, but also some other things, maybe?
Yeah, they came with specific decals for the cars and types of paint sometimes. Like the camo paint.
Yeah, the different types of paint. Yeah, that's right.
One thing.
Yeah, like Pearlescent came with the Dominus and the
Takumi. So, yeah. So they were $3.99, actually. The old DLCs.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so there you go. So yeah, they've been selling their cars for $1.99 since they started. So yeah, it's not anymore.
No.
I stand corrected.
Hold on, Venonat. I'll be right back.
So, okay. Savage, tell me what you think about these new cars so far.
So I ended up playing with all of them on and off very much. I just kind of switched through them. I played with the Mama for a while. I played with the Aftershock. Until I learned that it was just like the Dominus, but with like a weird wing thing. I played the Marauder for a lot in this past week. I thought it was pretty close to the Octane, which was what I've been playing. And, you know, I saw Sad Junior playing with it in that online final, and I was like, okay, if good people can use this car, then maybe if I use it, I'll be good. It wasn't really the case. So I stopped with that and I hopped back onto the Octane. So I've kind of just like visited them, but I haven't really made them my main or anything. What about you guys? Have you?
I can't. I have. I was playing earlier today and I didn't see that they were available. I even checked and they weren't available when I clicked on it. So this is kind of news to me. And I'm trying to just get an idea of their playability. Obviously, I'm not playing them, but I'm trying to get an idea of what they play like. I really like the looks of Esper, but I've always enjoyed the ugly cars, and this just kind of goes in the same line of those ugly cars, but it seems extremely skinny. Is it skinnier than the other cars?
It's not super skinny. It's not like uncomfortably skinny. It's not like you're playing with a hot dog or something.
It kind of looks like a hot dog.
It feels a lot just like a stretched out Scarab. So like the hitbox on it, if you played the Venom any like decent amount of time, it's very similar to like the width of that.
Okay.
So it's really nothing like drastic. None of these cars have any like drastic changes in the hitboxes.
Does the Esper turn better than the Scarab?
I don't know. I'm sure someone on Reddit has posted like an updated list of the turning radius stuff. But
because I tried playing with the Scarab again recently. I think when Hillman and I talked about it, I was like, oh, I like playing the Scarab. And then I went to play the Scarab. And
you were like, God, why am I playing the Scarab?
It made my stomach upset. It was awful.
Yeah. Well, as far as what I'm doing, I haven't even played all four of them yet. I started with the Aftershock. I played that for a little while. I really liked the Aftershock handling. The handling on the Aftershock is really nice. And then I switched over to the and I really like the car. I really like the handling. The noise that it makes is absolutely awful.
Which is it's very similar to the noise that the Esper makes, because they're like super high-tech Japanese electric cars or something along those lines. Okay.
Yeah, I don't like it. It was giving me a headache, so I may have to try some of the other ones. Esper doesn't even look fun. I just bought it because I did. But yeah, I haven't tried. I don't even know what the other one is. What's the other
Marauder.
One? The Marauder. The Marauder looked good. I wanted to try that one out.
It's very similar to the Octane. I think it has a little bit worse like turning radius on it, though. But it's a fun car to play. They're all pretty fun. But moving along from the cars, how much of the pro scene have you guys been following along with recently?
I did just watch the semifinals of Rocket Royale for NA.
Okay.
I watched that, and then I watched a little bit of the finals.
Okay. So
that's all for a really long time.
What about you, Rogish?
Rocket League has a pro scene?
Yeah, exactly. That's what most people are asking about.
No, I didn't catch much of Rocket Royale this week. I tuned in a little bit, but I was visiting family, so I decided to do that instead of being around for Rocket Royale. But RLCS LAN event, I know that the participants have been chosen, so that's pretty
cool. They have. And Nox and I will be there to cover all about firsthand.
That. I think it might be like a week old or something. Did you guys talk about
that? Yeah, we did talk about that last week. Brought up all those teams. But those teams...
You cut out there. What were you saying?
We brought that up last week. Talked about all those teams. But you know what those teams are. I have them... No, I don't have them pulled up. So that's rough. So we're just gonna mark this down, pretend like it didn't happen. Okay, let's see.
All right, I bought this car. Where is it in my inventory?
It's on the
It looks like why doesn't it say on their website? It totally should say on their website somewhere, shouldn't it?
The only place I had it before was on the subreddit. I pulled up you think.
Well, it's definitely Flipside, Weedem Girls, Mockety U, and probably the Flying Dutchman. Past that, I don't know for EU. NA is definitely I Buy Power and Kings of Urban and Exodus. Genesis probably, and then maybe Mocket or Retrospect.
So is it? It's the top four from each side.
It's the top four from each side.
Oh, this is just well, the qualifier standing.
Let's see.
It's. I mean, the qualifier. You have to look at one and two, but it's pretty obviously Kings of Urban, Exodus, I Buy Power, and Genesis. And then as far as
EU goes, it's
EU. Oh, it looks like the Flying Dutchman and Supersonic Avengers were almost tied.
Dubs DG at the top.
Dubs DG. Just
yes, Dubs DG.
Barely beat out Supersonic. Supersonic had to win the online final. And they finished second.
Dubs DG is Weedem Girls.
Yes, Weedem Girls. So.
And they destroyed. They definitely made it through.
They made it through. So we have Weedem Girls, Flipside, Mocket EU, and the Flying Dutchman are the four from EU. So that was confusing and long, but yeah, those are our teams.
And in the end, only one.
Only one.
Now, who's on the Exodus?
Exodus is the old Vex Gaming with a bit of without J-Raw. It's Moses, Turtle, and Garrett.
Ooh, that's a solid roster.
That's a very good team. And they look pretty strong in this past online final. I'm excited to see them play. See like the whole setup, how they're going, how these like NA and EU teams match up without any kind of like lag issues. I feel like that could have almost like a negative effect. So if you have some pro players that are used to playing with like 60 or 70 ping and they go to the LAN and they have zero ping, what's that gonna do?
You'd think they'd have some time to get accommodated, like situated, and get a good feel for their situation, though.
Well, I'm interested to see what happens with Flipside. Didn't Mike leave?
Mike is no longer playing with Flipside.
Really?
So who is it?
I don't know, actually.
It's probably Marky Cooks and Eloise.
Least that sounds right.
Alleyoos or whatever Marky's roommate's name is.
Yeah.
Jack.
Yep. But
when did he make that decision?
That was after the online final because
That was after they qualified.
They played against Supersonic Avengers, lost, and then Mike decided that he was too tired to play the third place match. So they forfeited it, and there was a pretty big riot on Twitter and Reddit. So that was fun.
And then Mike yelled at Flipside.
Yeah, and then Flipside yelled at Mike.
Flipside yelled back.
it was just a fun thing to look at on Twitch thing. Yeah.
Interesting.
But
they've been with that org since the beginning.
I know.
Do you remember when they used to be... Teamus Weemus?
No, they were Teamy Weemy.
Teamy?
Were they? I don't remember.
Yeah, they were Teamy Weemy, and then the other team was Teamus Weemus.
Yeah, that's right. Their B squad was Teamus Weemus. But yeah, they were Teamy Weemy for maybe like two or three ESLs, and then they got picked up by Flipside, and they've been Flipside ever since.
That's crazy. That's like, with all the drama that's going on with the these sponsors and organizations, the fact that they've stayed with them that long and then it all just burned
it's
down.
It's gotta mean something, right?
Yeah. Seemed to go down way too easily. But
well, and I mean also Flipside Tactics is like a legitimate organization.
Like, yeah, that's like
other teams that perform well.
It's a big thing. People had like heard of them before they picked them up.
Right. Most of these organizations that I mean it's they're bunk. It doesn't really mean anything. Except for, like, I Buy Power.
And speaking of I Buy Power...
Tell me all about it.
There's a new roster change coming from I Buy Power that'll take place for this LAN. Kronovi sent out a tweet this morning that said, "Sadly, I have to announce that Gambit is no longer a member of IBP. Stress from competitive is affecting his physical health, and he will be taking a break from competitive as a whole. I wish him the best of luck on his recovery at Over Zero." Is now on the main roster. So
what he meant to say was Roguishelf.
Yeah.
Is their main roster. class.
Well, you would have been if you would have taken this private lesson.
I should have gotten that coaching. Dang it.
He would have picked you right up. But yeah,
well,
seeing...
I mean, the sub spot then is still available.
Yeah, the sub spot has just opened up for IBP. So, you know, I'm going to be at the LAN. So I'm feeling I'm probably going to just like meet up with them and be like, hey, I'm going to sub for you. It's like, what are they going to say? Like, no. Once they get to the LAN, what's going to happen?
Yeah.
What? You think they would say no?
I mean, they can if they want.
I mean, they wouldn't, right? That'd be rude.
They probably would.
But like, we've talked to 2/3 of their team on this podcast. That they'd say yes. Yeah.
Interesting.
I'm feeling it.
Tell me a little bit more about this Over Zero character.
Yeah. So Over Zero was picked up as a sub for IBP the week that we had him on the podcast, actually, which was a while ago. Probably. It's been 6 weeks or so that he's been a sub for them. And he got to play with them for the online final because Licinio wasn't there. So he subbed in and not for the online final, for the final week of group stages, because they did not make it to the online final. They played in the last week of group stages with Ogre Zero and played pretty well, but didn't win enough games to actually make it out. So, but... with playing with them, it'll be interesting to see them with Lucinio and Ogre Zero and Kenobi going. I haven't watched them play with that squad yet. I don't know if they were playing with them this week in Rocket Royale.
Yeah, that's,
they were.
It was those three.
Okay.
I mean, I think it goes without saying that he's no Gambit, you know? Like,
Gambit was a god. It's not easy to beat Gambit.
I think with him playing, and maybe they just need to really get used to each other, but there is going to have to be a change in play style because, I mean, when you have Licinio, you have the best three offensive players or three of the arguably best offensive players in all of Rocket League, you can afford to play in a certain way that you might not be able to with somebody that is merely human.
Yeah, it's kind of like the way that Weedem Girls plays, where it's just an all-out crazy frenzy of attack.
Exactly. So there were some definite holes, and Retrospect is a very good team, obviously we all know that. They were definitely able to find the cracks in the armor of these three. Notably, one thing that I notice is, and have noticed in the past, is when Licinio gets a little uncomfortable, he starts making mistakes, especially on the defensive side. And Retrospect was really able to take advantage of that in that semifinal. So I think that's what really kind of did them in. And, you know, I'm sure it's still a little bit of let's try this, let's get used to some things of that nature. At least that's what I saw from the little that I watched in the semifinal. Retrospect was able to pull off the reverse sweep. So, you know, there's also something to be said about just getting a little bit of momentum on your side.
Yeah.
Oh, and in a funny turn of events, in game 5... right before iBuyPower scored a goal, I think it's Matt. Is it Matt or Mike?
Matt.
Matt.
Matt dropped from the server. And I mean, I'm sure all of this is very legit, but he had laptop issues. So he dropped from the server and then Retrospect or iBuyPower gave them an opportunity to find a sub for the fifth game. And so they went away for about 5 minutes, and who do they find? None other than Jacob.
That can't be Lee. Did KOU not play in that Rocket
Royale?
They didn't
play.
Oh,
so he was
okay.
A legal sub.
Hmm. Wow, that's quite the sub.
Yeah, so he comes in, gets MVP, and wins game 5 with Retrospect, and then Matt is back for the finals.
Jeez.
Which they lost to Mockett.
Yeah, that was it was cool to see Mockett take that win. Seeing him, I mean, at least still like playing together and stuff after not making it to the online final or to the LAN.
Yeah.
In just the past couple of weeks. I mean, because they are definitely a good team. Seeing them with picking up Zane Jackie instead of a low five a couple weeks ago, that's like Rizzo, Insolence, and Zane are, that's a strong team.
Yeah, it is.
That's like, they have a lot of potential. And we'll see how they do in the future.
I feel like I've seen them win more now that low five is in the sub role.
Yeah, you know, low five was the problem. Feels bad, man.
Low five was the problem.
It was a sad day. But, I mean, in overall, they're looking stronger. And it was a good move on Lo5 to step down. That's a big thing to do. Not getting, like, kicked off the team. He just, like, looked at it and he was like, huh. And, I mean, making that decision to stream the games that he wants to stream instead of constantly playing and practicing Rocket League. Because that takes a toll on a lot of people. It's a rough thing to do.
Yeah, I mean, that guy plays a lot of Rocket League, though.
He did. And sure, he's grateful for Rocket League because of it. But moving on, a cool announcement from Psyonix and Rocket League this past week was the announcement of their vinyl collection. Yeah, their vinyl collection.
Like music on
like music.
Records?
Their Rocket League official soundtracks. The two of them now, since there was a new one that came out, on actual records with some really cool looking like logo stuff. You can get the open edition for $55, or you can get the super cool looking limited edition, which has like wheels on the records, so it's like really cool, for $75. So if you're an audiophile,
$75 for a record?
Yeah, just two records. Mm-hmm.
Oh boy.
So all you have to do is buy that limited edition records, get a record player, get some monitors, and get a nice amp. And I mean, for $200, you could listen to the Rocket League official soundtrack. Or for like $5, you could buy it on Steam. Yeah, but like either way you want to go about it, like they're both very legitimate. I didn't say serious. Shut up.
I work in a call center, and sometimes when I'm talking on the phone, that happens.
Really?
Yeah, it's pretty silly.
Siri always tries to find a way to sneak in.
She just wants to be heard. She has so much to help.
When I say the word seriously.
Seriously. No, it didn't pick up. It's never when I say anything close to Siri, and that's always the time that it catches it.
Yep.
Sometimes when I say my wife's name, Siri pops up.
Huh, that's interesting. Again, maybe your wife went through it. Siri. Whoa.
It's because his wife's name is Siri.
Your wife is Siri. Are you serious?
What?
Get it.
Let's put a smile on that.
I'd like to welcome the next guest onto the podcast, Siri.
Whoa.
We should do an entire... Wow. I said we should do an entire episode. Like, this is my podcast.
Amen.
You guys should do an entire episode where it's just talking to Siri the whole time. Sounds like fun to me.
I'm not sure. Let me look that up on the web for you.
Hey, Siri, what should we talk about next in this episode?
Interesting question, Jacob.
Not a lot of help from Siri, but you know what we are going to talk about next? We're going to talk about our weeks in Rocket League. So how was your guys' weeks?
I'll let you know as soon as it's over.
Hillman and I played games yesterday. That was just the beginning of the week. And he wouldn't stop whining about how he wasn't playing well.
I wasn't playing well?
Yeah, get over it and start playing well. So he wasn't playing that bad. Although I did have more points than him in a couple of games, which probably means he wasn't playing the best.
Yeah, I mean... Yeah. It can't be good. And Tom scores more than you.
I know, right? It's pretty sad.
I feel like every time I take a break from Rocket League, I get better.
Yeah, I think that's definitely a legitimate thing. So, you know that weeks do revolve around Live from Anfield episodes, which means that they do end Monday night at 10 p.m. Eastern time.
Gotcha. Well, then, in that case, my week in Rocket League has been, I don't know, normal. To be honest with you, I've been playing a lot of other games. I've been playing Final Fantasy 13. Been moving myself through that one. It's a pretty good game. I've been playing a lot of World of Warcraft as we prepare for the Legion invasion. But, you know, that's other things. Been enjoying Rocket League kind of on the side. So whenever I play Rocket League, I feel like it's a good time. It's a good time.
Awesome. So my week in Rocket League was very similar. I didn't play too much. I've just been kind of hanging out. I've been watching way too much Netflix recently, actually.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm into the show Chuck, if you ever watched it.
Oh, yeah. I did. And I watched it a lot, like early season 1 and 2, I think.
Yeah, I watched through those, like, back in the day, back when I was a youngin', like, five years
that
ago.
That was a Wednesday, by the way. I don't know if you knew that.
That was a Wednesday?
Yeah, that whenever anyone says back in the day, that day they're talking about, it was a Wednesday.
Was it? Was Chuck out on Wednesdays? Yeah. Is that when the show...
No, it's Dave Cook. I don't know. Never mind.
Okay.
You had to be there.
I wasn't.
Ah, geography joke.
But,
I see your day joke and I raise you a geography joke.
Okie dokie.
Yeah, so that was some fun weeks. But, you know, we usually have a section called the Knox's Talks. But Knox isn't...
That's a terrible name for a section. You can't even say it.
Knox's Talks. It rhymes. Knox Talks. Knox's Talks. Yeah.
What, like toxic players that you've played with throughout the week?
No, it's just about that you just want to different general
I think it means like
ideas.
Knox Talks.
Yeah, it's I just
oh,
sit there.
Talk. Oh.
Like the word.
I thought you were saying tox.
Oh, no. I was not.
Like toxic. Okay.
No, not quite.
Well, in that case, let's do it. Let's.
So we're doing Savage Talks this week.
What does Savage talk about?
We're talking about fun on a bun.
Oh yeah.
Savage Ravage.
Savage. So, Lucinio sent out a tweet earlier this morning that
oh, I'm sure that was a good one.
That was talking about unranked.
Okay.
And just to start this off, what are you guys thinking about when you're going into just a general unranked match? Is it...
I gotta be honest with you, I haven't played unranked since July of last year.
That's a while ago.
Yeah, it's been like a year. Oh, Rocket League's been out for a year. Happy anniversary, everyone.
Happy birthday.
I'm thinking... I'm not going to feel bad if a Pokemon shows up on my screen and I put my controller down.
So when you're in it, you're not necessarily thinking that this is the most important game that I've been in. You're not thinking that
no.
I have to win this game or I'm going to cry and leave.
No.
Yeah, no, that pretty much doesn't happen.
Okay.
I get into unranked so I can just ridiculously go after every possible aerial and not feel bad about it.
So is that your time to do some sick, nasty freestyles? And
the sickest.
Oh, man. You gotta see me on the freestyle, man. Nah, I actually treat ranked kind of like most people probably treat unranked, where I don't really care if I win or lose. I just play to have fun. I just play ranked because I like the competitive nature of the game. You know?
Mm-hmm.
And I want people to take it seriously, because most people don't. Take unranked seriously.
Yeah, and that is kind of the issue, but the opposite issue that Lucinio is running into. He says, some people just don't know that unranked is for chilling, playing laid back, being able to pull off some cool goals rather than reportedly scoring normal shots right under the net. So I guess like his point throughout this little, he did one of those twit longer things, so he talked his butt off.
Oh, so he ranted.
Yeah, okay. Ranted real good. And was just talking about how it was upsetting him the fact that people were trying too hard in unranked, which I don't know that I
well,
can,
I think
like,
it's also a ground to, like, try hard and get better.
Yeah, and
so
that's
that
kind of like...
Eventually, like, move into ranked and feel comfortable about it.
Yeah, and then you what I just like don't understand about it is you have to understand that there are people in there that are like trying to get bike better, like you said. And then there are people that like go into ranked and get yelled at for being so bad. And then those people tell them to go into unranked because they're ruining everybody's day. And
well, the problem is that people kind of suck and should stop being suck. And when I say suck, I mean people are mean and they should stop being so mean.
They shouldn't stop being so mean.
Just kind of in general.
Mm-hmm. Which it's a very like it's a toxic thing, like, you know, toxics.
Yeah, toxic.
What kind of response did he get from other people from that?
It was very much split, like 50-50. So there were people that were saying like, this is ridiculous, and like these people just are like trying to get better and stuff. And then the other people were saying, Lucchino, you are so right, and you are God amongst men.
Oh, so all the Lucchino fanboys showed up to play, I see.
Yeah. Yeah, because, like, this one guy, OMG, finally someone who feels like me. Yeah, it's just, it's an interesting thing to, like, think about. It's an interesting to look at the nature of it. And just, like, we're getting to a point, like, a year in. Like, it's not a, somebody that's still playing this game. From the beginning, like, the Chini is going to have a very different perspective on it than someone that, like, just started. And they're thinking, okay, I just... Or maybe someone who's just plays it to have fun. Unlike the Chini.
Well, I think it kind of... We have to kind of put it in perspective, right? I think the Chini, being that he's one of the best Rocket players in the world. Rocket League players in the world.
Rocket players.
Yeah, Rocket players. I think the fact that he is one of the best kind of means, like, I don't know a good way of saying this. Like if he's on his game and he's trying, then he should be better than everyone else, right? Mm-hmm. And so it's really hard to say this without sounding mean. But basically, like, Lucchino is just upset when he loses games. He gets he's tilt-heavy, I guess. And it's possible that something like this was spawned from a game where he was playing and he lost, and his team was like, what the hell, you lost. And it was like kind of spawned from that. That's my impression of this tweet. But I don't know. Mm-hmm. I think overall, like, if you're playing ranked, unranked, whatever, you should be playing to win. You know? It's like if you're just playing to mess around and you don't care about winning, that's fine. But you should be playing with people who also don't care about winning, so that you're not.
And you shouldn't be at a point where you're yelling at someone for taking a normal shot on goal.
Right.
Everybody wants to score. That's no matter.
That's even further down the line. Yeah. It's like, yeah. Now, if you're yelling at somebody because they're playing the game to win, what? Like, no, that's not.
It's an interesting way to play. Probably shouldn't be. Yeah. Talking, allowed to talk to other people.
But. You probably shouldn't be allowed to talk to other people.
Chat restrictions in Rocket League, let's do it.
I think just like everything restrictions. Maybe we shouldn't let him play the game anymore.
Who, left? Yeah. I don't know about that.
You shouldn't be allowed to play.
A lot of ranks. People probably wouldn't like that. Lucchino is very good at this game. Very good. But there are definitely moments where I'm like, man... Just play the game and shut up, you know?
Agreed. Yeah.
Yeah. And Tom is his worst enemy or whatever. I don't know. They always talked about, like, 1v1.
We are arch rivals.
Did he take your spot?
I'm not supposed to swear. I totally swore.
Oh, I'll bleep it out or something.
All right.
Maybe not. Yeah. I don't know if I can go that far.
Put a bleep in there.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to say... Bleep. See, that's the bleep that I'm going to use. So if you go back and listen to this... You're going to listen to me saying that I'm going to put the bleep in. Yeah. But other than that, that is going to do it for us today.
That's the whole episode?
That's all we have.
Voice. Do we get to play a game? I want to play a game. Do you have anything prepared?
I don't have anything prepared. That other person that does this podcast is pretty good at preparing things. You know what we'll do.
So basically what you're saying is Nox carries the show.
Yeah. We played a game at the beginning of the show. Don't you remember?
Yeah, where it was guess the beginning of the show.
Yeah.
And we failed, but then we didn't.
Nope, you won. And that's why we're giving away all four of the cars 2. Eeny, meeny, miny, moe, catch a tiger by his...
He doesn't even have one picked out, guys.
Vashislav Manulis, Nick.
Oh, Blaze, what up, dude?
Blaze is our winner for all of the cars. So, we'll get those out to you as soon as possible. Thank you.
I can almost guarantee that he has already bought them.
I don't know.
Yeah, probably.
If he has, then maybe we'll give him to someone else. I don't know. We'll have to see. But thank you to our Rocket Tweeters from the week. You can tweet at us at LF Manfield. Thank you to Declan Sparling, Corvo Itano, and Carl Malone. You can check out our website, lfmanfield.com.
What? You guys have a website now?
We do have a website. And you know what you can do on that website? Dang. You can go on
what
and
can I do on there?
Submit some topics and look at all the old episodes and stuff. And
that sounds like a pretty awesome website.
You know how Vashislav was so lucky to win those cars is he is a patron of the show. And, you know, consider hopping on to patreon.com/LFManfield and support us. It's nothing is necessary. We don't require anything from you guys, but we appreciate all the support you can show. And thank you so much to our champion patrons, Umerix, Matthew, and Piper J. I believe all of us have a Twitch. I don't think all of us are very consistent streamers. You can find me at twitch.tv/savagerl.
twitch.tv/roguishelf. I stream on occasion. Been looking to stream more. Probably not Rocket League, but it'll be on there sometimes. Yeah, you can come check me out. Go for it.
Cool.
Oh, and also, if you want to, you know, check out Epic Ariel, then sorry. That's not a thing. So
you can check us out randomly when we play Rocket League on Hillman's stream.
Yeah.
Yeah, or maybe we'll stream to the Epic Ariel account at some point. Who knows? Guys, we play this by ear because we have no commitments.
So thank you to Roguish and Tom for coming on today and replacing Nox's shoes, filling both of them. Why don't you?
We're replacing his shoes with new shoes.
New shoes. There's 4 shoes now instead of 2.
Oh, man.
But
it's been a blast.
Yep.
Where can people find you on Twitter? Where can they learn more about the deceased Epic Ariel?
If you guys don't know, Tom and I used to run a podcast, Epic Ariel Podcast. It was the oldest and longest running podcast. How many episodes have you guys done now?
This is 23. So we're still 10 back.
You're creeping up. You're creeping up.
You guys have 10 weeks to start back up, or we're going to pass you.
But yeah, we did a podcast for a long time, more than half a year, and it was a good time. We had guests for a while, and then we changed up the format, and it was just me and Tom for a while. And yeah, so if you want to go check it out, feel free. There's really no monetary obligation anymore. We used to have patrons and stuff, but I don't think... Do we have any patrons? I don't know. We're not making any episodes, so... we're not making any episodes, so you guys aren't actually contributing anything, which is fine, because we're not doing anything for it. But yeah, there's some episodes out there on YouTube and stuff, so if you want to go check that out, feel free.
Yeah, everything's still up and running.
You still have 6 patrons, by the way. So, thank you to them.
Can I just throw in a little nugget of information really quick?
Yeah, I want to hear your nugs.
So I'm playing this game. It was 4-3. We were down by 1. We had like 15 seconds left, and the other team gave up.
Just forfeited?
We were just losing. Yeah, they were going to win. What the...
It was a ranked match?
It was a ranked match. I'm so confused. I don't know.
I've done that several times, but whenever I do it, it's usually like 5 seconds into the match. And it's like I whiffed on the kickoff and I'm going to forfeit. And then my teammates are like, okay.
I don't know what that was. But anyway, yeah, we did that. That's the thing. If you want to follow Epic Ariel on Twitter, you can. We don't post there anymore. So
you actually posted there yesterday.
Idea. Oh yeah, we might post there anytime we're gonna stream or whatever. So that's at Epic Ariel. I'm at Rogueshelf. Tom is at the Tom Moore.
All right.
I feel like I'm closing up my podcast, which is not happening right
it's
now.
Sad. But yeah, right. That is going to do it for this week. We have a closing sent in by our Rock Tweeters. All you have to do is come up with a nice catchy phrase for us to end the show with. This week's is brought to you by Declan Sparling. I'm Savage. Those guys are Rogueshelf and Tom.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. I'm supposed to say something.
So we'll try that again. I'm Savage.
Yep, yeah, and I'm Rogan.
And I am Nox Phoenix.
And he caught me. That's Tom. Or is it Tom? Or is it Lucinio?
That's Tom.
Sorry, I'm Tom.
And a ball in the other team's net is worth two in the field.